Hi again, Hollis. Just taking a look at your Scansion assignment. You've marked the and labeled the meter here. I'm going to just note a couple things where there are exceptions to the predominant meter, and I would have liked for you to also note those. For example, in the second one, about the Tokyo weather, you have marked the word away with no stresses, and the word away needs to have a stress on it. Every multi-syllable word has a stress on it somewhere. So windy and blows away pessimist is what I would have marked there and made a note that it's an exception to the predominant meter. Scanning down further, the word pizza, for example, is also an exception to the predominant meter. You are feeling Italian and am feeling Italian and amorous. Oh, you're okay. You're marking Italian as having three syllables, which I guess if you're saying Italian, it does have three syllables. I would have marked it Italian and amorous. Italian and amorosi is how I would have marked it. Anyway, that's at the bottom of the first page. On the top of the next page, in the one with the word topsy-turvydom, note that that word turvydom, you've noted that it has two stresses, and a multi-syllable word should only have one stress point. So that's another exception. The word is not turvydom, it's turvydom. So that's another exception. At the top of the following page, you have plethora and blossoming, and you have those marked with multi-syllables as well. The word is not plethora, it's plethora, da-da-da. I would have noted that in terms of what the predominant meter is, and that those are exceptions to the predominant meter. Now let's take a look at the ones you wrote. The cup had scarcely left my hand before I heard a strong demand to stand at once and leave my place in tailored suit and painted face. I hear the call, I spring to act. My countenance will never countenance. There's an example of you've put two stresses on one word, and that's not good prosody. My ready spirit comes to life. They know not where I hide the knife. Great. Other than countenance, that all looks great. Looking at the next one. Feminine and feisty. That's another one where you've put two stresses on the word feminine. It's feminine, da-da-da. The third syllable doesn't have a stress, so that's not perfect prosody. Fellas thought her shysty. I could never couldn't ever notice, blooming like a lotus. Fickle men are hollow, grasping for a follow. Simple, silent suitors living on computers. Great. Rest of that's good. Others will try to be dutiful. Many will strive to be beautiful. Thankfully, many will complicate melodies fashioned to venerate. Canopy string their lights overhead, welcoming all to its feather bed. Whether from Paris or Paraguay, everyone pines over yesterday. All right, so I'm not going to talk about the prosody here, but I am going to talk about the rhyme. So first of all, complicate and venerate don't rhyme, because the rhyme occurs, because everything from the stress vowel to the end of the word has to be identical in order for it to rhyme. So complicate wouldn't rhyme with something like tromplicate or flomplicate, but it doesn't rhyme with venerate, which would only rhyme with something like penerate or tenerate. Because plick and ven are, plick and ner are different sounds entirely, so therefore they don't rhyme. And then I personally, I don't, when I pronounce the word overhead, overhead is, yeah, you're right. It's accented the way you have it here, but it doesn't rhyme with featherbed. Overhead would rhyme with cloverhead or doverhead, and featherbed would rhyme with leatherbed or tetherbed, but overhead and featherbed don't rhyme. In turn, Paraguay and yesterday also don't rhyme. Yesterday would rhyme with pesterday or hesterday, but it doesn't rhyme with Paraguay, which would only rhyme with something like Flaraguay or Taraguay. All the stresses here are good, and that's the assignment, but I just wanted to note about the rhyme here, that these are not rhymes. Okay? Overwhelmed, never seen, overcome, underpaid. Under tow, make believe we can show my best face. Can you find how the best type of girls are betrayed? By the sun, by the light, can you hold it in place? So this is very poetic, difficult to follow in terms of whatever story is you're trying to tell here. I know that's not the assignment. Overwhelmed, never seen. Okay, so the problem with putting the word never at having no stresses is the word does have a stress. Because it's a two-syllable word, all two-syllable words have stresses. So that's not perfect prosody. Overwhelmed is good, overcome is good, underpaid is good, but never seen is da-da-da, never seen. And so that's not marked correctly. Also, I believe the word is undertow, not undertow. When you talk about getting pulled in by the undertow, the stress is on the first syllable of undertow, not undertow. Make-believe also, usually I say a stress on the make part of make-believe. With make-believe, make-believe. We're playing a game of make-believe. We're not playing a game of make-believe. So the stress is not marked correctly there either. We can show my best face. My best face, and the modifier there, it should probably have a stress. We can show my best face, yeah. I'm just thinking about how I would say this if it was a line of dialogue. And I would say undertow, make-believe, we can show my best face. So the stresses are different than what you're trying for here. Can you find how the best type of girls are portrayed? That's all fine. By the sun, by the light, can you hold it in place? All of that's fine too. So my comments on this last one are never seen, undertow, and best face. That's my comment on this last one. Okay? All right, I hope all that makes sense, and thanks for tuning in the assignment. Take care.